Secretary of State Colin Powell made a short visit to Haiti, becoming the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit the Caribbean nation since President Jean-Bertrand Aristide was ousted in late February. Powell went with pledges of continued help for Haiti's new leaders, who are planning for elections now set for next year. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Powell has been in a tricky diplomatic situation when it comes to Haiti. Caribbean nations have so far refused to recognize Haiti's interim government and want an investigation into Aristide's departure. Some members of Congress have accused the Bush administration of effectively supporting a coup by armed thugs against the former Haitian leader. Secretary Powell again rejected this at a news conference in Port-au-Prince, saying he thinks the U.S. helped prevent a bloodbath in Haiti. Responding to a question, Powell even suggested Aristide could face drug charges. He said U.S. judicial authorities are looking into that. As for Haiti's new government, Powell encouraged the interim prime minister, Gerard Latortue, to give positions only to those who reject violence.
We also discussed the importance of getting guns off the street and out of the villages, getting guns out of the hands of thugs. Because without disarmament, Haiti's democracy will remain at risk. And we call on all armed groups to lay down their weapons and allow the duly constituted authorities to impose the rule of law.
James Morrell, the executive director of the Washington-based Haiti Democracy Project, which had been critical of the former Aristide regime, raised doubts that international forces would really confront Haiti's armed gangs. He says what the country needs most is continued attention and aid.
The long-term commitment to nation building is key, recognizing that this government, this interim regime, faces an almost impossible situation and is going to need foreign help and patience for a long time in coming. And so I would counsel in the direction of giving them some slack.
Human rights activists, though, don't think Haiti should be given any slack when it comes to bringing to justice some notorious human rights abusers. Eric Olson of Amnesty International USA described some of the rebels that toppled Aristide as thugs responsible for the massacre of unarmed civilians and the disappearances of political opponents. He's particularly worried about Louis-Joseph Chamblain and Jean Tatoune, both former members of a paramilitary known as FRAP.
Secretary of State Powell has to do a lot more than ensure that these people don't come, you know, join the government. It's really important that the international community move quickly to ensure they're disarmed and disbanded, and those who have committed atrocities are put in jail.
Olson says Amnesty International has continued to receive reports of revenge killings against pro-Aristide gangs in Haiti.
I think the situation is much more fluid and tenuous in Haiti right now than the administration would like people to believe, partly because I think they're looking for a quick exit.
Right now, about 2,000 U.S. Marines lead a 3,600-strong international force in Haiti. France, Canada, and Chile all have troops there as well. But by June, the United Nations is expected to take over and set up a follow-on stabilization force. Aid groups are particularly worried about security. Reached by phone in Port-au-Prince, Inigo Alvarez of the World Food Program said that some of his trucks have been robbed by bandits on the roads, and his organization has only been able to work in parts of northern Haiti where they can get security guarantees from all sides.
The French troops of the multinational interim forces, the national police, and the rebels of the Armée du Nord, the Northern Army, we need the guarantees of all these parties, which sometimes is not easy to negotiate.
The international force is operating in a small portion of the country, and that, Alvarez says, is hampering food distribution in the poorest country in this hemisphere. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.